You are listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga. Check this out. I'm going to play a clip of a song for you. I think you'll recognize it.
Step aside, partner. It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
This is, of course, the Chattanooga Choo Choo. The woman singing is named Tiffany Muff. This version does have that vintage 1940s feel to it, but it was actually recorded pretty recently. It was recorded for a project, a new music video for the song. The singer, Tiffany Muff, is behind the project, as well as local resident Landon Steele. The music video and the version of the song aren't quite finished yet, so Landon Steele joins us today to talk about the project. We'll find out why they're creating a new version of the Chattanooga Choo Choo and how they're using crowdfunding and donations to help pay for it. Landon Steele, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So you and Tiffany are the two main people behind the project. Let's start out with a little bit of background about yourselves. Who are you? Who is Tiffany Muff? Why did you decide to create a new version of the Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Tiffany and I are friends. We've been friends for a couple years. We met when she was going to college down here. We're just doing it because we love the vintage era. She kind of helped me fall in love with the 40s, and it's just something we enjoy doing. We wanted to bring back a piece of history. So,
and you still live here. Tiffany, as you were saying, she went to college here, but now she has moved off. Where is she now?
She lives in Washington State. So we've been partnering together like 2,000 miles apart, so it's been really interesting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to do a lot of online collaboration, I guess.
Yeah. It's kind of stressful doing it that way.
I would imagine so, yeah. It's a lot of work putting this together. First, you had a Kickstarter campaign about a year ago, and you were asking for $1,600 on this Kickstarter page. You met that goal, but once you actually got started working on the project, it sounds like it became even bigger and is going to require even more funding to get finished.
Yeah, I think it's partially my fault because I dream big usually. So
oh, cool.
So I kept coming up with the ideas that we could add more, you know, production crew and a quartet and stuff like that. And before we knew it, we'd spent like $15,000 or so on the project, and a lot of that was from Tiffany. She worked really hard to get, you know, the money she needed to pay for this project. So it's caused a bit of a financial burden on her, but she's glad she did it because it's a big dream of hers.
So the ultimate goal of this is to not only have the song recorded, but have a music video to accompany the song. You've actually filmed the video part of it. You're still working on the production on the song part. And if you go to your Facebook page, you've got photos from the day when you filmed the music video. It looks pretty massive, like the cast and the crew that you were using. How big is it? How many people, how many extras and actors did you have when you were working on the music video for the Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Well, it was it's kind of interesting to see the transition because we started out with just Tiffany and I. And then by the end, when we finished it all, we had like a cast of 32, I think it was. It was pretty neat.
And when you look at it, you're all dressed in these vintage clothing from that era. You've got the suits on and the dresses, and it really has that 1940s look. Why did you decide to go with that instead of trying to modernize it and update it?
Well, because we noticed that there's really no music videos like this, at least for our city, and we just wanted to bring that back, that look. It's just a classy look, and we thought it'd be much more interesting than just dancing around in our jeans and stuff. So.
Well, it's interesting. I grew up, you know, in the era of MTV, back when MTV actually played music videos, and it's just weird because at the time, it never would have occurred to me to have a music video for Glenn Miller's Chattanooga Choo Choo, even though, you know, I'm living here in Chattanooga. It's just such a cool idea to create a music video for a song that's never really had a music video before.
Yeah. And there's I think the only other quote unquote music video out there is the one from the movie. There's a segment from the movie on YouTube that's pretty fun to watch and stuff.
Yeah.
But nothing that someone has recreated, so.
And filmed specifically here in Chattanooga.
Yeah.
Even. Yeah.
It's fun seeing all the excitement that, you know, the people involved have gotten from this project.
And during the video, you've got, you know, people walking around the train station, then boarding the train, singing and dancing and doing this whole routine. It's like a scene out of an old musical almost. But at the Chattanooga Choo Choo itself, you know, trains don't run there anymore. So where did you film this at?
Oh, we filmed it at the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum. They were nice enough to let us do that at their station. And we actually worked around the public. So we had to do it when people weren't riding the trains and stuff. So it was really interesting.
And from what I understand, the idea was you're going to record the song and create the music video. You filmed the video, but the song part of it still needs work to be done. You've still got to raise money so you can finish the song portion of it.
Yeah, we're needing to hire a band, a swing band, that's very familiar with that type of music, like a 40s era. The band that we did hire, they did a good job, but I don't think it was their style, that type of music. So we're trying to find someone that really knows how to do it and bring that song to life, because, I mean, the quality of the video is there, so, you know, we want the music to really bring it out.
What is your goal ultimately with this video? Are you just going to release it to the public? Is it going to be kind of a attract people to Chattanooga kind of thing?
We were kind of hoping it would be something like that, as far as, maybe some way to attract people to Chattanooga, but it was mostly done for fun, and we wanted to get the whole community involved in it, so.
Talking with Landon Steele, his project is bringing Glenn Miller's Chattanooga Choo Choo to life, a new music video and a new song version of the iconic song, Chattanooga's most famous song, of course. And so right now you're still trying to raise several thousand dollars to hire the band and the studio and finish the song part of it. I understand you can make a donation online for $10. What does that get you?
Well, it gets you the full rough edit of the video that we have so far. And for anyone who downloads that, they'll also receive, when it's ready, they'll get three more downloads for free, which would be the final cut, the audio version of the song, and then the behind-the-scenes video when we make it.
What is the website?
It's chattachoochoo.info.
Well, Landon, thank you.
Thank you.